Biden energy advisor Hochstein, don't want to see the resurgence of coal and want to see oil and gas grow at the moment. By Ian Hanchett on July 19, 2022. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Your World, White House senior energy advisor Amos Hochstein stated that we don't want to see the resurgence of coal and we want to see oil and gas grow in the United States at the moment and around the world. Host Neil Cavuto asked, relevant exchange begins around 2:10. Why you did also say it would be horrible to see the resurgence of coal. Why is that so horrible? It accounts for about a quarter of the energy we get out of utility plants and they power up all those electric vehicles? Hochstein responded, well, I think that we don't want to see the resurgence of coal because that is the most damaging fossil fuel of all to our future. And what we want to be able to see. Cavuto then cut in to say, look at Germany. They're going knee-deep into it right now because they need it. Hochstein countered, well, I don't want to be making the mistakes. Repeating mistakes from other countries so that we get to a point where we need to bring back coal. I think. Cavuto cut in to ask, well, why would coal be a mistake? Especially when you combine it with natural gas. I know you're not a fan of that. But those two energy sources alone account for more than half the power plants in this country. You get rid of both of them, you're in a pickle. Hochstein answered, well, Neil, I think we can agree that most people don't want to see a resurgence of coal. I think as far as natural gas. Cavuto cut into state, but they love their electric vehicles, right? And coal is important to that, natural gas is important to that. They're the energy behind those cool vehicles. Hochstein responded, I think that we want to see oil and gas grow in the United States at the moment and around the world. We want to counter the shortages that we've had in those fuels and to make sure that the economy can grow. Nobody's disputing that. In fact, the president has called on producers in the United States to increase production. And we've been working with OPEC and with producers around the world to make sure that we have those resources in the United States. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.